USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. is sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assist with the investigation into the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, the White House said Friday, in response to a Haitian government's formal request for assistance. However, the U.S. has no plans to send military assistance at this time, amid reports that Haitian officials had requested troops to secure critical infrastructure. She says all Confederate statues need to be removed. Zayana Bryant is a student activist and community organizer studying at the University of Virginia.
All of the Confederate monuments need to come down all over. And I'm not necessarily interested in putting up new monuments of black people to equal it out. I'm interested in making sure that the deeper systems.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Meuser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Bill Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. The Senate may work into its August recess to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure plan and a budget resolution that would allow Democrats to enact a range of priorities without Republican support, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Opposition continues to grow to the Biden administration's plan to go door-to-door to encourage Americans to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. John Clemens has more.
Press California is reporting one tactic under consideration is to send out members of the Oregon National Guard to all the neighborhoods going door-to-door. Twyla Brace of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom has another idea.
My first thought was, don't open the door. It shows probably how the federal government has access to data on everybody's vaccination status because of the state vaccination registries. And so people should not just automatically open the door because somebody happens to be from the government.
Brace went on to say government agents may want to vaccinate you right there in your home or argue with you about why you should be vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Many people enjoy a beer on a hot summer day. The same goes for ice cream. Badger State Brewery in Green Bay, Wisconsin has taken the next step and combined the two. The frozen confection was added to the menu this summer. It's the latest in a long line of craft beers, seltzers, ciders, and related offerings from the brewery. Here's brewery representative Jennifer Radloff.
The next step was obviously ice cream. You put a freezing agent in it and your beer, and then we mix all natural fruit purees in it to kind of make our own concoctions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.